On January 21st, activists in New York City organized an event where they heard a report back from participants in the Gaza Freedom March. New Yorkers were among the more than 1,300 participants from 43 countries who met in Cairo in preparation for a December 31st march to Gaza in solidarity with Palestinians inside the territory that had been invaded by Israel exactly 1 year before. At first, the Egyptian government refused to allow any of the activists into Gaza through the Egyptian-controlled border. But finally, the government agreed to permit 100 people to deliver humanitarian supplies. But this generated a great deal of controversy, and ultimately less than 100 took buses into Gaza, while the rest of the marchers stayed in Cairo and carried out street protests to draw attention to the collusion of Egypt, Israel, and the United States in the oppression and economic blockade of Palestinians living in Gaza. One of the youngest participants in the Freedom March was Jenna Bitar, a senior at Hunter High School in Manhattan. She was one of four speakers at the New York event and began by identifying herself as half Palestinian, but noted that no one in her family had been politically active around the issue until the Israeli invasion of Gaza. After hearing about the December March, she and her mother and older brother all decided to go. In the following excerpt of her remarks, Bitar explains what a training ground the trip was for her as a young activist and how she gained the courage to defy the Egyptian authorities through solidarity with others who shared the same vision of justice for Palestinians.
We landed in Cairo and we had known that the Egyptian government had said officially for the first time they made an announcement that the Gaza Freedom March is not getting into Gaza. But in my mind, this meant that we were going to drive to the border, and they were going to say no, and we were going to protest outside of the border, and, put enough pressure on 1,400 of us, put enough pressure on them to let us in. I really naively hadn't thought about getting stuck in Cairo. At that point, I made the realization that we had a political goal. We weren't there. We wanted to be with the Gazan people and we wanted to stand with them. But we were really there for political reasons, and that was to bring attention to the siege on Gaza. And being in Cairo, what we had was our power in numbers, and not just representation of one country, but I think it was 43 different countries that we represented. They had told us that it was illegal to meet in groups larger than six. So we were in these like illegal, what felt like underground meetings where we would meet and brainstorm with some activists that have been doing this for so long and have been involved in so much, other huge movements that you got to share ideas and hear about their experiences. It helped a lot with the courage going into this. We were going to be demonstrating and it was going to be scary, which it was. But there was a lot of preparation and talking and that just helped a lot in terms of being young and being there. It wasn't the student delegation as much that was really powerful. It was the fact that we were able to see clearly how a movement works and be part of it. So, as I mentioned, with learning experiences, I wanted to share a few examples of where I got to personally push the limits of the Egyptian government. I don't know if that's something to be proud of. I was with my good friend Manijay Saba, and she was doing the hunger strike. It was a few days into the hunger strike. There were 30 activists on the hunger strike, and they were going to do a press release in front of the Journal Syndicate, and her and I left early from the hotel, and we were walking over, and we get there, and the police are dispersing everyone. People had met kind of there before. Police are dispersing everybody. And she grabbed my arm, pushed through all the police, and she said, "Listen, Jenna, we're taking this space." So we sat down on the stairs, and I was terrified because the police are really intimidating. We sat down on the stairs, and she said, "Don't move." And so they're coming over to us, and they're yelling at us and screaming at us, and she just like looks past them, and she's saying, "Everybody, come sit down. Soon enough, we have this whole group of people sitting there, and the cops just completely backed off, and she nudged me and said, "This is how you do it. You want the space, you take it." And this is just a note on the solidarity of the marchers themselves. All these people sharing one passion, just what it looked like. We are all linked arms, And we were standing together with a bunch of women, and they were just dragging people out. They're trying to get us onto the street, onto the sidewalk, because we were on the street. And they were just dragging everyone and pulling everyone and hitting everyone. I kind of made my way. I tried to avoid the beating as much as possible, but I was able, you know, I was seeing they were just pulling women's hair, and they were just hitting everyone, kicking this woman on the ground. And I got up on the sidewalk, and I just started sobbing, because it was awful. And then I remember a man, I'd never spoken to him before or after that. I think he's from the Italian delegation. He just took me and held me. And, you know, it was that type of unity that was, it was something I'd never expect to experience as a high schooler. And it was beautiful, and it, you know, empowered me. I feel great to be here and enthusiastic about being part of what I think is really a movement on the rise. Just that we were all there together with one passion, and that was to free Gaza. So, thank you.
That was Jenna Vitar, who participated in the Gaza Freedom March in late December, speaking at an event in New York City. For more information, visit the GazaFreedomMarch.org website. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus.